Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
Well, cattle producers, it's the Corn Belt Classic from Superior Video Livestock coming up on Wednesday and Thursday, June 15th and 16th, broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232, and you can also see it on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The sale will be originating from the Ameristar Hotel and Casino in Council Bluffs, Iowa. They'll be offering 77,000 head on Wednesday and Thursday, including 16,000 yearling steers, 8,000 yearling heifers, 13,000 weaned calves, 33,000 calves on cattle, and 1,000 bred stock. If you'd like more details about when a lot may sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, visit the website superiorlivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. That's 800-422-2117. The Corn Belt Classic number 13 being presented by Superior Livestock coming Wednesday and Thursday, June 15th and 16th. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Cattle markets bounced back somewhat today. We had feeder cattle 70 to 90 cents higher, roughly $1 off their high, but August closed up 70 at 141.75. And live cattle were a mixed bag. The June, which are the front month, were down 75 points at 118.70, and that was nearly $2 off their low. But August and on back were actually in the green up today. August up 5 and February up $1.27. There has been a lot of talk about the lack of convergence on that June live cattle, with it trading about $9 lower than where the cash was on Friday. Those two will converge. It's a matter of if it's too low, you know, the packers will buy those June fat cattle contracts in order to force delivery, and that should drive it up. But at this point, it is yet to happen. Now, boxed beef at midday was up in choice, up 39 cents at $227.95. Select was 64 cents higher at $202.63. So that was higher. Boxed beef continues to stay relatively strong, although that choice select spread is pretty wide at this point. The overall box beef movement has been good, and the box beef strong. It's also the start of grilling season, so that is a very good, strong support.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Grain markets were mostly lower to start the day this morning, but we did have a rally throughout the day. Corn continued to rally. It was up 6 to 6.5 cents on the 2016 contracts. That put December 16 at 446.5. It did forge a new high this morning, or this afternoon rather, at 447. So it pierced that double top level there. And that's a new contract high for that D16 corn. Most of that is due to the impressive export numbers and the continuation of good export numbers there on that corn. Yesterday's crop progress report showed relatively good crops across the board. Corn was 75% good to excellent. And last year it was 73% for this week. Beans 74% good to excellent. Last year 67%. Winter wheat 61% good to excellent. So across the board, really good crops. Winter wheat's 11% harvested. Cotton is 53% good to excellent. That was a 6% increase. So overall, it looks like we're having relatively good crop year so far. Tomorrow morning we've got the NOPA crush report, which will be is expected to be 149.7. That's bigger than last year's record number, 148.7. And then the next big report will be June 30th, acreage. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.